Imagine being born knowing that you are destined for success. Born with the gift of vision, and just about everything you touch becomes very powerful and successful, or at least is on a path that is very clear towards success. Today, we are sitting down with an artist who is very honest about her journey, her stumbles, her challenges, and her fear of success, which many of us can relate to. I definitely can. This is a powerful conversation that if you are an artist, a creator, or an entrepreneur, or just yearning for a path, a journey, a destiny, a purpose of your own that you know you're meant to walk, this is the episode for you. Help me welcome Rude Gal Rex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am so great. And I'm excited that we are connecting today. We're always chatting it up on social media, but today we get to sit down, get real, talk about your story, just talk about your wisdom and your gift of vision. That is why we are here today.
I'm excited to be here. Like watching you on social media, just I'm grateful for the gems you drop, but I'm also grateful for your perspective. Like watching you, it just sparks this new insight and light in me. So I'm just happy that we, like, I don't want to say met each other. I don't know what you call it, but I'm happy I found you. We are able to connect, and I'm excited for this conversation today as well.
Absolutely. I feel the exact same way. And I know we were kind of chatting off recording about meeting people. And I was sharing with you how I feel the same way, like meeting you. And there are a few other TikTokers I've met that I have just been completely inspired by. And of course, want you on this podcast, because it's like, I meet you and it's like, whoa, you have so much wisdom, so much experience, and so much heart that needs to be shared. And I want to start today with your story. Would you be willing to share your story with us? Share a little bit about where you're from and how you got to this point related to music.
Sure. Well, I'm of Jamaican descent, but I was born and raised in Boston, and now I'm living in Georgia. I started music very young. Basically, I just started off like reading lyrics and just wanting to be a good poet and artist. Thing that I did in my hometown, which is what really propelled me, was this woman was having a fashion show. So what I did was I was like, okay, is it okay if as an artist, I have my music playing in the background and then I just design a line and my models will walk to the music while wearing my clothes? The woman said yes. And that's one thing I do love about my hometown, is that when I have a crazy idea, they just listen. So I'm grateful for that opportunity. One of the designs from that was stolen by, it went viral and then was picked up by Fenty Puma, that collaboration. To this day, it has changed the way people wear their Rasta mesh tops. You have even bigger companies coming out now with cropped Rasta mesh top. I took a break after that just because I had a lot of the wrong people around me. I had a bad self-perception and I just felt defeated after being stolen from, especially, you know, just being an up-and-coming artist and not having, you know, the resources to do anything about it. But now I'm back. I feel like I'm a lot wiser. I feel like I'm a better woman. I know who I am. I know what I want to say. My music sounds way better. And I'm just excited to really meet my tribe and speak to them.
You are a hairstylist. You are also heavy in music, raised with music, super creative. You had an opportunity to be part of the fashion industry, fashion shows, and you had a particular shirt, style of shirt that someone wore at a fashion show. And then it was just the whole concept was stolen. Am I hearing you correctly on that?
So it started in the fashion show. So the fashion show came and I had like a bunch of ideas. We did it in the fashion show. And then after that, I started selling the shirts. So one of my old classmates lived in New York. She wore the shirt. A photographer randomly stopped her and took a picture of her. And the picture is beautiful. It's a classic picture. That picture was then randomly posted on like some like really high profile fashion page on Instagram. Once it was posted on there, share. That's when like celebrities started like DMing me for the shirt, and I got scared. And then and then from there, like people were like tagging Rihanna under the post and things like that. The next year, when that Rihanna Fenty Puma line came out, the literally the same exact shirt, it just had the Puma symbol on it. Literally the next year.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
My goodness. And you know what's so crazy about that? There's literally nothing you can do about it, because the design itself, here's the thing. Everyone talks about how like chaotic, abrupt and violent and how the music industry is, right? Like cutthroat anyway. The fashion industry, I think, is worse because it's harder to even protect your art.
Mm-hmm.
And your creation, mm-hmm. because someone can say, you know, I made that shirt 3 years ago and it was just hidden in my closet, or, you know, somebody famous could say that. And then how do you prove it?
Yeah. I mean, and it's both giants. Like you have Puma and you have Rihanna. Like there's no way, like there's nothing you can do. And also I do want to say this, she probably didn't see it on social media. Someone probably just presented it to her and it fit her brand and she did it. So I can't blame her personally, but it's just like, damn, that's messed up. I'm talking about like the level of defeat that you feel. Because on one end, it's like, yo, you really that girl? Like, if someone could present your design to Puma and Rihanna and they run with it, you're really that girl. But then the other part is just like, okay, but you stole from me. I'm watching celebrities wear bootleg version of my shirt. So you saw it, you saw me tag, you didn't reach out to me, nothing. You just ran with it. Like that's crazy to me. And there's nothing I can do, because again, if I try to say something, people already love this artist and this brand so much that there's nothing you can say that is going to make people like identify with you or sympathize with you. You're just going to look like the brocader. And I think that's what bothers me the most. Picture of my friend wearing the shirt on the fashion page and people literally commenting and adding her under the shirt. I have proof of my design from 2016. Like I have all the proof, but guess what? No one's gonna care.
Actually, I think things are changing. I think I think people will listen to you. I think it's a new season. People want, I really do. It's a new season. Now, had you had this conversation 5-10 years ago, you're absolutely correct. No one would care. But I think now people are starting to care more about creators, especially creators, getting their stuff stolen. So before, the creator space wasn't so abundant in terms of opportunity for everyone, right? There was a few people that were just, you know, on top of the world. But now every creator has a possibility of great opportunity, and people are becoming even more protective of their work. And I think that this might be the time to actually, you know what? I'm really big about finding the opportunity in everything. So what I'm thinking is, instead of coming out and saying, hey, you know what? This person took my thing. How about this? You know what? I created this. It was taken by the industry. I am a great designer, and talk and kind of like switch it into an opportunity for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to figure out the perfect way to do it, because I'm telling you, it's just funny how all of this happened, because it's just another story in itself where it says you can't run from your destiny. Like I'm telling you, my mom forced me to go to this like high school of math and science. LaToya, I barely made it out. I can't get a job reference from anybody from that high school. No, nothing. No one's hitting me up for jobs. But the girl who bought that shirt and who helped it go viral is from that high school.
It will haunt you. It will follow you. It will not let you sleep. Real talk.
Absolutely. And I think that's also a matter of having the right people around you as well. Because I kid you not, there has always been, at some point during my journey, there has always been a woman who's just a slightly older who saw something and actually spoke to it. When I say you cannot run from your destiny, I went to college, right? And I was just like, yeah, I might have a talk show. And then later on, I might do this because I want to be just like Queen Latifah. So I was like taking all these classes. I randomly took an English class. And I kid you not, the professor had us write like a verse or something. She pulled me to the side and she was just like, okay, so this is my next class. And what I want you to do, I want you to teach everyone how you wrote that verse. She was just like, you're meant to be a star. You're meant to be an artist. And it's a little late for you to be an English major, but you can be an English minor from now. Take these classes, do this. Like, you were meant for this. A college professor told me that. I have never heard of an artist say that their teacher told them to go be an artist. There's literally nothing else for you to do. There's nowhere for you to go. God is like, girl, nope, nope. Where are you going? Nope. That's all he keeps saying. Like, it's just so in my face. So yeah, to answer your question, absolutely. It's always going to find you. Always going to find you.
You've mentioned in the past that you get scared, you know, when you have these great opportunities that kind of like bombard you, you know, sideswipe you. What exactly do you feel like you're afraid of? Are you afraid of success or you're afraid of failure?
Honestly, to be 100% transparent with you, I am scared of success. I'm really scared for this to work. Because if the stuff really pans out in my head, it's a lot of responsibility. And it's really like, wow, this is little old me. I think I'm scared to death of success, and I'm scared to become successful and then lose it.
I can relate to that. I really can. I can relate to your whole story. Same thing with myself of feeling like, you know, I had a destiny over my life and running from it and having and holding and carrying the exact same fear, the fear of being successful. I no longer have that fear. And you know what kind of helped me? And this is kind of a darkness or whatever. I don't know. I think the fear of realizing that life is really short, like we talk about that, but we don't really understand it until you're kind of faced with death, I think. And it kind of forces you to lay everything down and excuse my language and be like, fuck it. Like, I'm about to go do it. And whatever happens, happens, you know?
Definitely. And like, what's the alternative? Because it's going to gnaw at you and it's going to follow you anyway. So you can't, like, you literally can't run. So now what? Like, you don't have a choice. And then it's just like, just believe, I don't know. It's like, yeah, I'm scared to death, but I was built for it. Like, something's going to happen. Like, I'm not scared enough to run. Like, I'm tired of running. Because I tried that. I tried that for like 4 years. I ran. I haven't put no music out in a long time. I ran. I tried the running. It doesn't work. Like, it literally doesn't work. And you make yourself more miserable when you try to run. When I say it literally gnaws at you, whether it's people continuously asking you, what are you doing? Whether it's you losing sleep, whether it's you miserable doing other things that you know you shouldn't be doing, it gnaws at you. So rather than wasting that time running, you might as well just face it and walk into what's yours. It's so much easier to walk into what's yours than it is to run from what's yours.
So powerful. I'm so glad that you're here today to talk about this, because as artists, as creatives, this is something that many of us deal with every single day. And I look at artists who don't have that fear, and I'm always wondering, like, how did you get there to where you literally can experience everything fearlessly, or at least look like you're fearless, you know?
That's the thing. Some people are good actors. And then I feel like after you go through certain things, other things just seem small. Like now, especially like after all of that stuff happened, like, yeah, I'm upset. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, what can you do to me now? There's not really like, after that, like, what else can someone kind of do? Because now I'm at a better place than I was before. I have more knowledge now. I have more resources. I have a better network and stuff now. And I'm only going to keep growing. So I'm not that same naive person with nothing as I was before. So I feel more equipped now. That's why, like, that fear is kind of like slowly going away. Especially after I conquer this, there's nothing, like, once I conquer myself, there's literally nothing for me to be scared of. I am a professional at being in my own way in numerous ways. Once I conquer myself, no one else can put any fear in me.
That is all facts. Tell me what freedom music actually means.
When people, especially women, listen to my music, they feel like being them is enough. They feel like they can conquer anything. They gain a new perspective. I even have a song about, it's unreleased, but it will be later, a song about domestic violence. But the perspective that I'm coming at with that song, it's not sad. It's like, girl, he's a clown. Like it just makes you look at things differently, and it empowers you. It gives you new insight. It gives you strength. Like, if you're down, I want my music music to live way after me. I want people to feel free way after me. I want you to feel light, like you can do this, like you're everything. So that's what my whole movement is about.
You brought up something. I've never shared this with anyone, but I'm going to share it with you today, and we can always cut this out the interview. Mm-hmm. But I feel comfortable sharing this with you because you mentioned domestic violence and how you looked at it from a different perspective. I had a situation where I was in a domestic violence situation, and it was crazy because it was not supposed to be me, because I was the woman for years that was helping other women get out of domestic violence situations. I spent 5 years volunteering at a domestic violence center, helping women gain skills to get good jobs, better jobs, so that they could leave. And then after the 5 years, I ended up finding myself in a situation and I couldn't believe it. I just felt horrible because I was like, how can this happen to me? I see all the signs. I know, you know, like, what is this? So, but I will say this, that was a traumatizing situation. At the same time, I feel like that situation happened to prepare me for the next phase of my life. And what I mean by that is I could not have written my book without that experience, you know? And it's weird to say something like that ended up being like a blessing in my life, but it's weird to say that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not a good thing. You know what I mean? It's a horrible situation, but then it's like, I'm grateful for that lesson. Maybe I can look at it, say it that way, but I don't know. I just felt like sharing that. I never shared it because I didn't think anybody could understand that. Maybe I just haven't found the right words to describe it, but.
You literally said it perfectly. And like, I'm telling you, that's why I said, like, once you get a perspective shift, like you have to remember I do hair, like I'm Jamaican, I done seen it all. So it's just like, I see it the same way you saw it. Going through a situation like that, it's messed up, but it brings a new fight in you that you never knew you had. It brings out other parts of you that you never knew was there. And it can be your biggest teacher. Like, in order to get out of that, and then the person you become after that, it's a whole nother person. It just, like, that abusive person teaches you things and it shows you different parts of yourself because you guys are actually the opposite side of the same coin. Like, that's the crazy part when you talk about abuse and stuff like that. So like my song, it talks about like, girl, have you ever noticed he's fake tough with you, but he'll see the person in the street who killed his friend and he don't do nothing. You ain't got nothing to be scared of. Like, and then the double entendres, the metaphors, the way it hits, it's lit. I can't wait for people to hear this. It's gonna like lighten up the mood a little bit. Like, girl, they're clowns. Just like how you were able to pick apart Kevin Samuels, it's that sparks a new perspective in someone to make them look at him like the RIP, but like the little meat, like the little boy that you are. Like, you're just a scared little boy. That's why you have to go around trying to make everybody else feel bad. Once you fully grasp that concept and you see them for what they are, they no longer hurt you. Like, it just doesn't hurt you anymore.
That is so true. And I cannot wait to hear the song. Be sure to send us the song so we can play it and post it here on the podcast as well. Being in a situation where you didn't have favorable people around you, would you be willing to kind of share that story and how that impacted your journey?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if we could fit it all in here, but I mean, yeah, definitely not having the right people around you. You have people who are like this levels. You have people who see your potential and then they latch onto you so they can just take and take and take. And then you get so caught up in giving that you're not paying attention to where you're falling short so you can improve on yourself. So you're losing in that area there. Then you have people who see what you have, but so they're going to try to squash it. So then you're trying to put out those fires. So again, you're distracted from your own self-improvement. Then you have people who see the gaps and holes and ways that you need help, but they want to feel like they're above you. So they won't say anything and they will watch you make mistakes for years. Years and just not say nothing and then talk about you behind your back. And then you have other people who, like, you're talking to them about your dreams and stuff and they kind of make you feel crazy because they're just scared or they don't have a talent or they don't want to. It makes you and your dreams makes them feel small. So they're just trying to control that feeling. So they're going to try to like talk down to you and ruin it for you. And then if you just have all of these people around you, you're never going to see yourself for who you are. And you're never going to progress because you don't have anyone pouring into you. Or, and then you have yes men. Oh my God. Yes men are the most detrimental people ever. They just smile in your face. They act like everything is okay. You're not going to grow with those kind of people either. I had all of those and then some around me. And then one day I just got up and ghosted everybody. And it's only because of that that I've been able to study up on certain things, figure out exactly who I am and what I want to say, grow a little bit, move, you know, open up and see parts of myself. I've become such a better writer and I feel like just a better woman.
That is fact. You are absolutely correct about that. I mean, there are people who, like you said, will smile on your face. You think they're really good friends. They're riding the train of opportunity. They're really, you know, wanting something. What I hear a lot of artists say with frustration is that no one sees me. Why is no one paying attention to me? And one thing that I say to them all the time, and this is related actually to what you just said about how people treat you sometimes, is embrace being hidden. Because it's two opportunities there. One is an opportunity to perfect, to fall, make mistakes, and perfect without people in your way destroying what you're creating. And when you do blow up, you're going to be hit with people like you just mentioned who are going to be trying to destroy what you have created. So be happy that people don't see you right now.
Exactly. Yeah. You hit the nail right on the head. And I feel like it's just prep. Like I've just been, especially when it comes to like people trying to bring you down. Now I'm able to kind of see it before it happens. So now I can like have better defenses, or I can learn as I go. I still have a lot to learn and I'm looking to learn, but one thing I have progressed is like now I don't take it personally. Before, I used to take it so personally. I internalized all of it. And I'm a Cancer, so I'm a crybaby. So I was like, why would they do this to me? I haven't even made it anywhere yet. I haven't even done anything. I thought we were friends. Now I'm 100% aware. So now, and then I'm just like, oh, this is a you problem. It's not me. So now I don't internalize it anymore. And that's progress too. So I'm happy that I've reached that stage.
Yes, that's very, very powerful. I love it. Now, I know you have a new song out called Selena. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
So the artist Selena, I love me some Selena. Like every time that movie's coming on, I'm going to watch it. But the song is basically, it's drawing a comparison from me to her, because that was another thing. I encountered a lot of people. As you know, she was killed by the president of her fan club. I encountered a lot of people who would try to like take on my identity and then try to end me, but I walked away. So, and then you know that Selena is also known for like her infectious smile. So like the song is just basically talking about like, you're trying to like take away my life like you did to Selena, but I'm going to be a legend and I'm going to live to tell my story. I'm not giving you no reaction. I'm not going to jail for you. I'm not doing none of that. The people who are for me are going to be for me. So it's just like, yeah, I'm legendary like her and my smile lights up the room like hers, but I'm going to be a legend and I'm going to live to tell my story.
I feel like you are in a space where you are starting to really embrace it. And I'm so happy you're here and sharing and being so authentic and honest with the listeners, because so many of us are right where you are, but we're afraid to share. So thank you for that. Tell us a little bit about your merch line. Even though you went through the previous experience, you have some new merch available as well.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It's not available yet. We are coming back. We're shooting for next May and next summer. We're just finalizing up the designs and making sure everything's perfect. So we started off with our crop Rasta mesh tops and it said Root on it. Now we're expanding and we're doing other designs. We're making it more unisex too, because a lot of men have approached me and wanted to get some clothes for themselves as well. So my brother, he actually is like, if you think I'm into fashion, my brother, and he styles me too. My brother, we're working together to make this incredible. So it should look out for us next May-ish, and we'll be back. We'll be back better than ever.
Wonderful, wonderful. Where can everyone follow you and support you and be ready for that wonderful launch?
Yes. So I am available on Instagram @rudegal.rex. That's RUDEGAL.REX. the same on TikTok, Rudegal, R-U-D-E-G-A-L, Red. I'm also available on Apple Music. I'm coming. So add Rudegal Rex on Apple Music, and the website will be coming soon. If you would like to send me beats or feature me on your podcast or have me perform somewhere, anything, collaborations or anything, please email me at rudegalrex@gmail.com. That's R-U-D-E-G-A-L-R-E-X at gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here today and just sharing your wisdom and your experiences and just sharing your gift of vision, right? Mm-hmm. Through all of the stories and honesty that you've shared today. And I am just grateful to be here with you. And thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to hearing, like, you know, you have the gift of vision. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. I'm honored to be here with you. Thank you for seeing something and having me here. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to further connecting with you.
Absolutely. All right, everyone, make sure you tune in next week for a powerful episode just like the one you heard today. Love you, superstar. Hero, hear me roar.